हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिः 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 ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय। So then Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Western Ocean, Fifth Wave, Chapter 44. Devotional Service in Conjugal Love. 351. When Madhura Rati is nourished by suitable Vibhava and other elements in the devotees' hearts, it is called Madhura Bhakti Rasa. Srila Jiva Goswami. The devotees, Satam, here refers to particular devotees whose hearts are touched with attraction for Krishna as their lover. 352. Though this rasa has many components, it will be described in summary because it is difficult to describe, because it is very confidential, and because it is unsuitable for those who do not have the taste for Madhura rasa, since it appears similar to the rasa of mundane love. Right? So he'll only give the essential points here, right? It means expansion of that's an Ujjwala Nilamani, but you know, generally these details in themselves are, you know, enough for us, right? Srila Prabhupada. A pure devotee's attraction to Krishna and conjugal love is called devotional service in conjugal love. Although such conjugal feelings are not at all material, there is some similarity between the spiritual love and material activities. Therefore, persons who are interested only in material activities are unable to understand the spiritual conjugal love, and these devotional reciprocations appear very mysterious to them. Rupa Goswami therefore describes conjugal love very briefly. Srila Jiva Goswami. Nivritanu payogitvad means because of lack of qualification of those who are without taste. Nivrita. For this, who have a lack of, you know, without taste for this rasa related to the Lord, caused by the equating it with material love. Right? So therefore, for the materialists, them hearing about this, is just they're not a qualified. So you can give some basic things, some technical points, and that's all you can do. Because otherwise, then they're only interested in the material concept. And so for them, they see it all in that way. Like Prabhupada makes comments about how we see a lot of times the Indian artists, and they always like to paint all these nice things about Radha and Krishna. But it'll be based from their idea of material conjugal affairs. So sometimes it just doesn't have the balance. Or you see is when they do a Bhagavat Saptaha, they only have 7 days to discuss. So therefore, most of that 7 days is about Krishna and the Rasa dance with the gopis. You know, just because they like those kind of things, but not that they're equating it necessarily with Krishna. They're just seeing it in that context. 353, Alambanas. The Alambanas in this Rasa are Krishna and his dear, beautiful women. 354, Krishna. Krishna, who is the abode of abundant beauty, pastimes, and skills in the arts, which cannot be equaled or surpassed, is considered the Alambana, Vishaya. Right? So, abode of abundant beauty, pastimes, and skill in the arts. Yeah, so it's just that variety in beauty, the variety in pastimes, the skill in the arts, which can't be equaled or surpassed, right? Because for the women's nature is to whatever is the greatest, the best, you know, the most refined, what has all that variety. Someone may be really good in one thing, and that would be attractive, but the problem is because there's no variety, then that interest will be lost. But he is cannot be equal to surpass, so therefore it's unlimited what he can do. And so therefore he becomes he's the most beautiful, he has the most variety, he's the greatest skill in the arts, which cannot be equal. Therefore, he's the best. He is the one, right? Before it had so many other aspects. You see here, it's an attitude there. It's just beauty in general, right? Srila Prabhupada. The impetus of conjugal love are Krishna and his very dear consorts, such as Radharani and her immediate associates. Lord Krishna has no rival. No one is equal to him, and no one is greater than him. His beauty is also without any rival, and because he excels all others in pastimes of conjugal love, he is the original object of all conjugal love. 355 from Gita Govinda. O friend, attractive Krishna, who produces bliss in everyone within the universe, by inducing their love, who produces the bliss of Cupid in the women by his soft limbs, which have the color of a forest of blue lotuses, and whose every limb is embraced spontaneously by the young women of Braja, sports in the spring season, like the incarnation of sports, this Krishna, sports in the spring season, like the incarnation of Madhura Rasa. Like, so he is, because he is Rasa, and conjugal Rasa is the Adi Rasa, so it includes all other things. So therefore, he will be the incarnation of Madhura Rasa. 356, the dear women. Right, so that was Krishna, you know, as the Alambana, now the gopis. I offer my respects to the most astonishing young women who are endowed with the most excellent, freshest sweetness, whose hearts are mixed with waves of prema, and who adore Krishna as their own lover. Srila Jiva Goswami. Antar means their hearts and mental functions. Karambita means mixed. All the elements of their mental functions, antaranga, are mixed with waves of prema. Footnote 12. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.3.4.5 states, appearing in the mental functions, bhava becomes the mental state itself. Though bhava is self-revealing, it appears to become manifest by the mind. Though in its essential nature, bhava is taste itself, it also acts as a cause of tasting the pastimes of Krishna. His associates and his pastimes continue. Right, so you see is here, is it appears that it's through the mind that it does, but bhava manifests itself. It becomes the nature of the mind. It becomes the taste one has. It becomes the cause of tasting. It becomes all these things. Srila Jiva Goswami comments, that which has the form of Shuddha Sattva Vishesha and has pleasure as its essence is called Rati. Because literally the meaning of Rati is pleasure, though this Rati is self-revealing, not dependent on anything else. Since it reveals Krishna and everything else, it, by its mercy, manifests within the function of the mind of the Lord's dear devotees in this world, and then becomes one with their minds. It becomes their minds and their emotion. It appears in the mind as if by the action of the mind through self-revealing independent. Thus, it is self-revealing and independent. This is like Brahman, the Supreme Lord, who, though self-revealing and independent, makes his appearance as if being born. Right? It's just, that's the nature, because the Lord does like that, then his energies do like that. They just appear as if, that, you know, they, it seems like they manifest, they started and all that. Like the material, you can see, oh, it looks like it all started, but it's always been there. So just like Krishna in his pastimes, it appears that he manifests, but he's always there. He's never not present. 357. Among these lovers of Krishna, Radha, daughter of Rishabhanu, is the chief. Srila Prabhupada. In the Gita Govinda by Jayadev Goswami, one gopi tells a friend, Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure within this universe. His body is as soft as the lotus flower, and his free behavior with the gopis, which appears exactly like a young boy's attraction to a young girl, is the subject matter of transcendental conjugal love. A pure devotee follows in the footsteps of the gopis and worships the gopis as follows. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to all the young cowherd girls whose bodily features are so attractive. Simply by their beautiful, attractive features, they are worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of all the young gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most prominent. Right, so he has this free behavior and that just natural behavior because he is the incarnation or the personification of conjugal rasa. And at the same time as these gopis, they're just their bodily features and everything because of their mood are just so nicely perfect for attracting Krishna that simply by their bodily attractive feet, they're worshiping Krishna. Because these features are there just to please Krishna. Right. And out of all of them, then Radharani is the best. 358, her form. Just look at Radha, the abode of sweet nectar, whose blissful eyes steal the beauty of a chakori bird, quivering with excitement, whose face defeats the fame of all the full fame of the full moon, and whose excellent beauty exceeds the luster of pure gold. Srila Jiva Goswami, Mad Chakita Chakori means a female chakori bird who is trembling with excitement. Chakita usually indicates trembling with fear, but in this case simply indicates the restless nature of her eyes due to excitement, mada. Radha's Rati. Right, so she's always inspired. She's always absorbed in Krishna like that. So that's why she's the best. I derive 100 times more delight from Radha than from respectful friendship, even when she does not hear my jokes filled with the highest pleasure. And instead, looking skyward, ignores those jokes with clever words which indicate her contempt. Visibly, sputam, the words do not enter her ears, but without Krishna's seeing, those words immediately enter her ears. Right? So she acts as if she doesn't hear him at all and couldn't care less, but she hears everything. She raises her eyes upwards, Udyan Mukhi, out of lover's pride. You know, it's kind of like, it's like, what's going on here? Nar Moktau is connected, the latter phrase, Lagavam Ap Yanan Vati. The meaning is, she does not pay attention to my joking words. Bhanghi Bhi, by wit or clever deceptive words, indicates by suggestion that she actually takes the words to heart. Right, so she's showing that she's not paying attention, but by the clever words that she's saying, she's naturally responding in some indirect way with whatever Krishna said. So he's saying that he gets 100 times more delight from Radha, even when she's not even interacting, seemingly. She's just ignoring him and not caring. It gets 100 times more delight than somebody who has that respectful, full attention and everything like that. So 3.5.10, Krishna's Rati from Gita Govinda. When Radha left the arena of the Rasa dance out of pride, Krishna gave up the other beautiful women and left the arena, thinking only of Radha, who was bound up by chains of the highest love. Srila Prabhupada. The beauty of Srimati Radharani is described as follows. Her eyes defeat the attractive features of the eyes of the chakori bird. When one sees the face of Radharani, he immediately hates the beauty of the moon. Her bodily complexion defeats the beauty of gold. Thus, let us all look upon the transcendental beauty of Srimati Radharani. Krishna's attraction for Radharani is described by Krishna himself thus. When I create some joking phrases in order to enjoy the beauty of Radharani, Radharani hears these joking words with great attention. But by her bodily features and counter words, she neglects me. And I even possess unlimited pleasure by her neglect of me. For she becomes so beautiful that she increases my pleasure 100 times. A similar statement can be found in Gita Govinda, wherein it is said that when the enemy of Kamsa, Sri Krishna, embraces Srimati Radharani, he immediately becomes entangled in a loving condition and gives up the company of all other gopis. Srila Jiva Goswami. Samsara Vasana Baddha Shrin Kalam literally means Radha, who is bound by chains in the form of impressions of previous lives, samsara. However, the meaning of samsara in this context is, quote-unquote, the real essence. Sam indicates samyak, which means true, and sara means essence. So she's the essence of love of Krishna, right? 3.5.11. Udipanas, right? So we see here, it's an interesting thing is before this, then it's pointing out the devotees in these different rasas and their particular rati, what's the rati and all these things like that. But it doesn't point out Krishna's rati to them, right? But here in this one, then we see that it's showing Krishna's rati. So very special in that way. Udipanas. And Madhura Bhakti Rasa, the sound of the flute and other suitable items, are the Udipanas. 3.5.12 from Padyavali. How astonishing the sound of Krishna's flute makes the gopis forget the scolding of elders. The infamy from breaking social rules and the terrifying treatment from their husbands. Srila Prabhupada. In the Padyavali of Rupa Goswami, it is stated when the gopis hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they immediately forget all rebukes offered by the elderly members of their families. They forget their defamation and the harsh behavior of the husbands. Their only thought is to go out in search of Krishna. When the gopis meet Krishna, the display of their exchanging glances, as well as their joking and laughing behavior, is called anubhava, or a sub-ecstasy in conjugal love. Right, because that means when they meet and all that, then naturally the joking, the laughing, the glances, and that, these are the anubhavas that come up. These are the things that they want to do. Like we see the anubhavas in the parental ras, we saw as they want to, you know, hold, put Krishna on their lap, pat him, you know, like that, smell his head, do these kind of things, protect him, and all these are the anubhavas that come up. So here, then the joking, laughing behavior is the anubhava. 3.5.13, anubhavas. The anubhavas of Madhura Rasa are such things as glancing from the corner of the eye and smiles. 3.5.14, an example from Lalita Madhava. By drinking the nectar of the Ganga in the form of Radha's sweet smile, as it mixes at the Triveni junction with the waves of the Jamuna in the form of the dark tips of Krishna's eyes, and by extinguishing the rising heat by bathing slightly in the cool water of the satisfied mind, we have surpassed the seven worlds and now live in the topmost planet. Srila Jiva Goswami. Apanga means near the corner of the eye. It can also mean the corner of the eye or near the corner of the eye or the outer portion of the eye. In the phrase sita panga, apanga has been explained as a place near the outer portion of the eye, netranta. In this word, the word Krishna panga is used, indicating blackness near the edge of the eye at the corner. In the same way, a phrase like Nilen Divara Lochana, found in the Govinda Stava, does not mean eyes black like a blue lotus, but rather eyes whose surrounding area is blackish like the blue lotus. This blackness is compared to the color of the wave-filled Jamuna, Tarangita Dhyumanija, footnote 13. Dhyumani, jewel of the sky, means the sun. Dhyumani Ja means the daughter of the sun, who is Jamuna. Which is also blackish. In this respect of blackness, the edges of the corners of the eye and the Jamuna are similar. Tarangita is the past participle form from the verb tarangayate, to become full of waves, with the addition of the suffix I and then ta. Yeah, so we see is that all these things now we'll see the examples are very much more indirect, more poetic, like that. So you see that this Lakshana Vritti is used much more. 3.5.15. Sattvika Bhavas from Padyavali. O moon-faced friend, seeing your body with hairs on end, the tears in your eyes, your voice choked in your trembling chest, I can understand that the sound of Krishna's flute has melted your heart. Srila Prabhupada, and the Lalita Madhava. Rupa Goswami explains that the movements of Krishna's eyebrows are just like the Jamuna, and that the smiling Radharani is just like the moonshine. When the Jamuna and the moonshine come in contact on the bank of the river, the water tastes just like nectar, and drinking it gives great satisfaction. It is as cooling as piles of snow. Similarly, in the Padyavali, one constant companion of Radharani says, "My dear moon-faced Radharani, your whole body appears very content. Yet there are signs of tears in your eyes, your speech is faltering, and your chest is also heaving. By all these signs, I can understand that you must have heard the blowing of Krishna's flute. And as a result of this, your heart is now melting." Srila Jiva Goswami. In this verse, someone is speaking after seeing another person listening to the flute. Because we saw before that the flute was Udipans, the sound of the flute, and other similar items. 3.5.16. Vyabhichari Bhavas. In the Madhura Bhakti Rasa, all the Vyabhicharas except Alasya, sloth, and Augriya, ferocity, manifest. Srila Jiva Goswami. Alasya does not manifest except after enjoying with Krishna. Augriya, Ugrata, does not manifest except when the association with Krishna is broken. 3.5. So therefore, with directly interacting with Krishna, then you'll see all of them but these two. But if Krishna is not there, then these two might also be there. 3.5.17. Nirveda, self-deprecation. O Cupid, do not shoot my body with your five arrows. O Vayu, do not wet my body with the sap of forest flowers. How can my wretched limbs, which have caused a break in Krishna's love, maintain their life? Srila Prabhupada. In the same Padyavali, there's the following description, which is taken as a sign of frustration in conjugal love. Srimati Radharani said, my dear Mr. Cupid, please do not excite me by throwing your arrows at my body. My dear heir, please do not arouse me with the fragrance of flowers. I am now bereft of Krishna's loving attitude. And so, under the circumstances, what is the use of my sustaining this useless body? There is no need for such a body by any living entity. This is a sign of frustration in ecstatic love for Krishna. 3.5.18. Harsha, joy from Dhanakeli Kalmadi. This cheater, standing in the forest on Govardhan Hill, performing pastimes that surpass those of a young, intoxicated elephant, whose bodily effulgence causes attraction for the bee-like eyes of all the women of the earth, and whose complexion surpasses the luster of a blue lotus petal, has destroyed my self-control. Srila Prabhupada. Similarly, in Dhanakeli Kalmadi, Srimati Radharani, pointing to Krishna, says, this clever boy of the forest has beauty of a bluish lotus flower, and he can attract all the young girls of the universe. Now, after giving me a taste of his transcendental body, he has enthused me, and it is more than I can tolerate. I am now feeling like a female elephant who has been enthused by a male elephant. This is an instance of jubilation in ecstatic love with Krishna.
So where are you?
Page 50. We're okay. It's on 3.5.18.
Yes.
Is the verse?
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Srila Jiva Goswami. Kuvalaya in the first line means the earth, but in the second line it means a blue lotus. Krishna's bodily complexion is here not compared to honey, which the bees' eyes of the gopis are made to taste. Because the word lehayan cannot mean causes to taste. In this verse, the line cannot mean that his blue effulgence causes them to taste and drink. The reason is as follows. For verbs which have the meaning of eating, such as drinking or taking a meal, the subject becomes the object in the causative form. If lehyan refers to drinking, someone makes them drink, when the eyes of the gopis, which are like bees, should be in the accusative case. Since that is not the case, the bees are in the instrumental case, footnote 14. However, some versions of the text have akshi, bring gan, in the accusative instead of the instrumental, in which case the meaning would be make the bees taste. The word lehayan cannot refer to drinking or tasting. Instead, the word lehayan can only refer to causing attraction. The effulgence causes attraction for the eyes of the gopis. Kshama dhara, holder of the earth, in this context means Govardhan Hill. Thus, the subject of the verse is clearly Krishna. The word durta, cheat, crafty person, is used in a joking sense to produce special effect. A similar joking sense is found in this verse from Bhagavatam. Dear Achyuta, you know very well why we have come here. But a cheater like you would abandon young women who come to see him in the middle of the night, enchanted by the loud song of the flute. Just to see you, we have completely rejected our husbands, children, ancestors, brothers, and other relatives. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:31-16. The word kitava in the above verse means cheater, but it's uttered out of anger generated through affection. Right? Yeah. So here you have the what was that aspect of the subject becomes the object. Right? So that's the point here is that in general you always see is that Krishna is referred to as the object. Right? And so, but he is what everything's directed at. So he's the subject of everything. So we see is that you depending upon how it's being presented, then these positions can switch places because it's that said that Krishna is the supreme object, Radharani is the supreme subject. So then it switches. So generally, we see he's the object of he's the supreme subject, she's the supreme object. So generally, we see he's the object because means our intentions are directed towards. But even though it's directed towards, it's about he is the one that it's about. So it's not about the others, about their tasting or this or that. It's about Krishna. That's what they're trying to bring out. So we see in these subtleties that are used, they use the grammar in a very fine way to bring out the focus on Krishna. You know, they mean, 3:5:19. Stai Baba. The Stai Baba Madhura Rasa is the previously described Madhura Rati. Right, so that means the rasa is the, where was the rati? Oh, rati is rati. Yeah. No. From Padyavali, 3:5:20. Sorry?
It will be in the beginning, Maharaj.
Yeah, but I didn't find it. Just that there's one place where it just says that there's this one line, and then it's giving the example, and I didn't see that.
Three, five, one, and three, five, two. Okay.
When the Madhura Rati is nourished by suitable Vibhava and other elements in the devotees' hearts, it is called Madhura Rati Bhakti Rasa. So it means when the Rati is nourished by all the Vibhavas and the other aspects, that's called Rasa. 3:5:20. From Padyavali. O friend, who is this person wearing cloth the color of gold, of a gold streak on a touchstone? Whose face is sweet with dancing eyebrows, whose ears are decorated with ashok buds, who has brought me under his control by the sound of his flute. Srila Prabhupada. The steady ecstasy of conjugal love is the original cause of bodily enjoyment. In the Padyavali, this original cause of union is described when Radharani tells one of her constant companions, my dear friend, who is this boy whose eyelids, dancing constantly, have increased the beauty of his face and attracted my desire for conjugal love? His ears are decorated with buds of ashok flowers, and he has dressed himself in yellow robes. By the sound of his flute, this boy has already made me impatient. Srila Jiva Goswami. Vali in Bruvali is short for Vali, which means creeper. Thus, Bruvali means the graceful creepers of his eyebrows. The usage is found in Magha Kavya, Nava Naga, Vali, Dala, Puga, Rasa, plentiful sap from the leaves of the new snake-like creepers. And in Gita Govinda, Mali, Vali, Chanchat, Paraga. Paraga, yeah. The quivering pollen on the jasmine creepers. Instead of bruvali, sometimes bru-yugma, two eyebrows is seen. Nikashosh pala tulya vesha means cloth similar to a testing stone. Footnote 15. Nikasha is the testing stone for gold. By rubbing gold on the stone for testing, this gold shows a golden line as a test of real gold. So it means cloth similar to a testing stone by its yellow color. Krishna's cloth is compared to the fresh yellow color of this gold stone. Though the word yellow or gold, like the lines on the testing stone, is missing in the phrase, it means cloth with gold lines on it. Avasi karoti means he has made me so that I have no control over myself. Or it can also mean he has made me uncontrollable or independent of others, giving no respect to the opinion of others. The suffix I added to avasha and combined with kri to become avashi karoti, to convey the sense of changing into a condition previously not conditioning, not existing. Kankeli means the Ashoka plants, which has the bright red flowers. Right, so by this, by seeing Krishna, then this mood then changes and this new flavor comes up. So this is the Stai Bhav. It's just as always that fixed in that absorption in Krishna. 3.5.21, that love of Radha and Krishna is never at any time or in any circumstance covered by other similar relations or by different Stai Bhavas, right? So we see is that why that's being brought up, because the previous ones, then we saw that you would have the aspect where you can have a mix within that group of Dasya, Sakya, and Vatsalya, that you can have these combinations between them. You know, there'll be a prominent one, but then these other combinations come in. And so he's saying here in love of Radha and Krishna, or in any circumstance covered by other similar relationships, that means they'll never at any time, other similar relationships or other things. So you won't have that, the other rasas coming in. It'll just be purely this conjugal aspect. Srila Jiva Goswami. The love of Rati at this verse refers exclusively to the love of Radha and Madhava, and not Radha's relationship with other dear gopis in the conjugal mood. The Rati of Radha and Krishna, composed of seeing each other and other pastimes using trickery, is never covered over. Vichidyate, by similar relationships, Sajatiya, Krishna's relationship with other gopis, or by contrary relationships, Vijatiyahi, such as Vatsalya Stai Bhava, which desire to compete with this kind of Rati. Right, so this Rati is there, and because of that, these other Ratis are competing. But you'll never have any of that come up between Radha and Krishna, nor any other kind of flavor that's there between Krishna and any other gopi. Because the other gopis, being expansions of Radharani, then she's the complete whole of this Madhura Rati. And so as the Ashray, and Krishna is the complete form as the Vishay. So anybody else is going to be a part form of that ashray. So you won't get just that relationship where it just has that much to that particular aspect to it and just works in that circle. That part's already included in worship of Radharani. So if that comes up, but it has all these connections to all the other aspects also. And so it can flow between all these. But with, let's say you're dealing with just like Lalita or something like that, it'll only move in that specific circle of Lalita's nature. Even though that circle is very great, but just trying to give an example here. So it is complete. It is unique in its own. It's the Adi Ras, and they are the complete whole of this Adi Ras. 3.5.22. An example. At a short distance stands the queen of Raja, and all around are Krishna's friends. Chandravali is standing right in front of him. And Arishtasura is standing at the edge of Raja on stony soil. But Krishna's restless glance falls only upon the form of Radha, covered by flowering creepers. Yeah, so the pointing out is that anything else can't come in and mix and create anything like that. You know, so before is that it has that particular thing, but at the same time is no other rasa can overwhelm this rasa. Srila Prabhupada, the conjugal love of Radha Krishna is never disturbed by any personal consideration. The undisturbed nature of the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna is described thus. Just a little distance away from Krishna was Mother Jashoda, and Krishna was surrounded by all of his friends. In front of his eyes was Chandravali, and at the same time, on a chunk of stone, in front of the entrance to Vraja, stood the demon known as Vrishasura. Okay, Vrishasura. So that means Aristasura. It means the bull Asura. But even in such circumstances, when Krishna saw Radharani standing just behind a bush of many creepers, immediately his beautiful eyebrows moved just like lightning towards her. Srila Jiva Goswami. Ragi means the queen of Raja. Jashoda. Danuja means Aristasura. Shailasya here refers to a collection of stones, not a mountain. Aristasura was standing on top of a pile of stones at the entrance of Raja. 3523. On one side lay dead Shankachuda, whose body was like an arena for pastimes, surrounded by frightful, ferocious, ignorant jackals. In another place, the wind, like a group of sages situated in Brahman realization, recited soothing phrases, cool as falling snow. In front stood Balaram, glowing like the full moon. But the lotus of Radha's love, suitable for giving joy to Krishna, did not fade, but rather sprang into full bloom. Srila Prabhupada. Another instance is described as follows. On one side of the courtyard, the dead body of Shankasura was lying, surrounded by many jackals. On another side were many learned Brahmins, who were all self-controlled. They were offering nice prayers, which were as soothing as the cool breeze in summer. In front of Krishna, Lord Baladev was standing, causing a cooling effect. But even amid all these different circumstances of soothing and disturbing effects, the lotus flower of ecstatic conjugal love for Krishna felt for that Krishna felt for Radharani could not wither. This love of Krishna for Radharani is often compared to a blooming lotus. The only difference is that Krishna's love remains ever increasingly beautiful. Srila Jiva Goswami. Kandita Shankachuda refers to the yaksha whose body was like a pastime arena, Ajiram, jackal, Shiva, filled with the mode of ignorance, Tamasi, surrounded, Runde, him. However, in terms of the lotus fate of Radha, Shiva can be taken as Ashiva by Sandhi rule, meaning inauspicious, and Tamasi can mean night. For the lotus, the night is inauspicious and frightening since it closes up the lotus flower. The inauspicious, terrifying night for the lotus covered the broken demon lying in the arena of pastimes. In both cases, the wind, which was like a group of persons fixed in the peace of Brahman realization, chanting peaceful phrases as if showering snow. What is shown here are contrary moods of fear of the demon, peace from the wind, and parental affection, Balaram's relation to Radha. The night snow and the moon are all unfavorable for the lotus. Now other lotuses would wither in the presence of night, snow, or the moon. But the lotus representing Radha's love for Krishna did not wither at all. This is an example of the literary ornament called Visheshokti, footnote 16. In Visheshokti, the effect is not produced in spite of the full cause. In the verse, the causes for the lotus withering are stated, but the lotus does not wither. The cause for lotus Radha's love for Krishna towards Krishna is diminished. To diminish are stated, but her love does not change. But so we see is that the, you know, it gives that other kind of that fine aspect like this. 3524. Madhuri Bhakti Ras has two types. Vipralamba in separation and Sambhog in union. 3525. The wise describe many types of Vipralamba, such as Purvarag, Man, and Pravasa. Conjugal love is divided into two portions, Vipralamba or conjugal love in separation, and sambhog, or conjugal love in direct contact. Viparlamba separation has three subdivisions, known as 1, purvarag, or preliminary attraction, 2, man, or seeming anger, and pravasa, or separation by distance. Right, so you see that the terms used are different than they were for the Dasya, Sakya, and Vatsalya Rasa. They have a different, because the flavor is different. How it will unfold is different, so it gets a different name. If the things are the same, then it'll have the same name, but these are different, so they have different names. 3526, Purvarag. The love and separation of the two lovers before they ever meet each other is called Purvarag. Srila Jiva Goswami. The bhava of the two lovers, Dvayohu, who have not previously met, is called Purvarag, prior affection. Purvarag is called Bhakti Rasa, but acts as an Udipan, stimulus for the lover. The other states should be understood to act in the same way. Right, so it means all the other ones of here, Purvarag, Man, and Pravasa, they also act as an Udipan. So these come up, and because of that, then that makes other aspects come up. So it comes up, it can be an Udipan for the other, and at the same time for themselves, that comes up and it creates all these others. So it starts moving from there. So the different, then the different Vibhavas, the Anubhava stuff, you get all these things will start from there, just from that itself. An example from 3527, an example from Padyavali. One day while going to the bank of the Jamuna, I suddenly saw one man with the complexion of a new rain cloud. I do not know what he did by moving his eyes playfully, but since then my heart has become unstable and I no longer partake of household duties. 3528, an example from the 10th canto. Just as Rukmini's mind is fixed on me, my mind is fixed on her. I can't even sleep at night. I know that Rukmi out of envy has forbidden our marriage. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.53.2. Srila Prabhupada. When the lover and beloved have a distinct feeling of not meeting each other, at that stage is called Purvarag, or preliminary attraction. In Padyavali, Radharani told her companion, "My dear friend, I was just going to the bank of the Jamuna, and all of a sudden a very nice boy whose complexion is like a dark blue cloud became visible in front of my eyes. He glanced over me in a way that I cannot describe. But since this has occurred, I am sorry that I can no longer engage my mind in my duties of household affairs." This is an instance of preliminary attraction for Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 53rd chapter, verse 2, Krishna told the messenger Brahmana who came from Rukmini, "My dear Brahmana, just like Rukmini, I cannot sleep at night and my mind is always fixed on her. I know that her brother Rukmi is against me and that due to his persuasion, my marriage with her has been canceled." This is another instance of preliminary attraction. Srila Jiva Goswami. The Purvarag of the women of Raja for Krishna has been described elaborately by Sukadeva, who is their mouthpiece. In the chapter starting with the verse, Ayati te dikam janmana vrajaha, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.31, with such verses as the following. O Lord of love, the beauty of your glance excels the whirl of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn pond. O bestower of benedictions, you are killing the maidservants who have given themselves to you freely without any price. Isn't this murder? Srimad Bhagavatam 10.31.2. With the intention of indicating that already so many verses of the gopis, Purvaraga, are available, the author mentions just the Purvaraga of Rukmini, which has been described once.
Maharaj?
3-5, yes.
If I understand, there are two types of Purvaraga. One is the Purvaraga which is before meeting Krishna for the very first time. And then there's the Purvarag, which is experienced each time that they are going to meet with Krishna. Is that correct?
anticipation that might have a different, because it says the preliminary, because that one is preliminary attraction, that's purvarag. The other one that may be, it would be the anticipation. So it would kindly slightly have a different flavor. So if it uses the same term, I don't know. It might be explained in Ujjwala Nilamani. But if it, if the same word is used, then but there's a slight difference because of the anticipation. Well, they've already met, so it'll have a slightly different. I think before there was a name for that within the other ragas. I mean, yeah, with the other rasas. But generally, it's used in the context of before they've met the first time. So how they actually meet, how they come together, and that, you know, beforehand and all that preliminary activity, because it has its own special flavor. Then when they've met, now all these are just aspects of the flavor of having met. You know, having not, you know, a meeting after a long time or a long distance, or, you know, something like that. And so all the anticipation and everything like that. So I'm not sure that, you know, that them sitting there and waiting in the kunja and looking down the path, if that would be counted as purvarag, because they're just waiting for Krishna. They've already met. So, you know, it may be they use the same word, but it's meaning it has a different context, because the one is just an element of already having met. And then everything that goes with that. But the first indication, like here, is bringing out the point of them, how they haven't met. And so then that all that build up to that, it has its own special flavor. You know, okay. Just like your different kinds of literature that deal with this rasa, then there's always going to be how they meet, how they don't know each other, how they haven't. So this is the preliminary attraction. And so that's always a major feature in the whole story. They want to know, how did they meet? You know, how did they get to hear about, what caused the attraction? That is its own circle of taste. Then it's after having met, then how does that go on? How is that nourished and everything like that? So you'll see it explained as two categories. While it might become a subcategory of the other, but it doesn't have the same context as in the first one. Does that work? Yes. Okay.
Yes. I also remember reading in Ananda Brindavan Champu that there is one chapter called Purvarag, and the following chapter is called Radharani's Purvarag.
Yes. So they're talking probably in general on that, and then Radharani or the Purvarag, meaning Krishna's attraction, because they both. So that's the thing in here is that element of equalness. And so then you see it's brought out here, Krishna's Rati and then their Rati. And so he is Rasa, their Rasa. And you see it's the same kind of things, the movement, the eyebrows, you know, the sound of the flute, these elements like that. So he plays the flute, he gets attracted to them. They hear the flute, they're attracted to him. So it's very much more subtle and all that. That's why, you know, it's unappreciated, you know, the sahajiyas and the others who present more of a grosser kind of element of attraction. But it's very, very subtle.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay.
Maharaj?
Yes.
It was called Utkanchita and Viyoga in Prayuras, isn't it?
Yes, it has, that's what I'm saying, it has a different name. It's specifically mentioned in the verse that there's a different name. So the point is in the conjugal rasa, this whole point of Sambhog and Vipralamba have their own names. In the parental friendship and servitorship, it's got a different set of names, because there's a different flavor that's there. They have their own names. And in Shantaras, there is no names because they never feel separation. You know, it's not about Sambhog, it's not about separation. They always feel that closeness to the Lord, that oneness with the Lord. And so they're always absorbed in everything, you know, everything being coming from the Lord, everything just reminds them of the Lord. So that intellectual aspect is very prominent in the Shanta Ras. You know, that's why they can be called Jnana Bhaktis, Bhaktas. But you know, they can be properly situated. You know, they're not sadhakas. They're that's their natural position. Does that make sense? Yes. Okay. I think maybe we should end here because now we get into the next section, Man. And it has many things, and it might be we won't finish it in 1 minute. So we'll stop here. So that means for the next, on Monday, then there's a good chance we'll get through what's left of this and go on to the next booklet. No? Yes. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
From my understanding, today is the first day of the Purushottam month.
That's right, Maharaj.
So that means then there's the emphasis that Krishna mentions about the glory of this is bathing in a holy place, if you can. Then chanting the Lord's holy name. And then also the aspect of charity, but of charity, the greatest then is Bhagavatam. So then, you know, hearing and chanting Bhagavatam, or if you want to go out on book distribution, or, you know, whatever, that's the aspect. So hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord is a very major aspect. Yes.
Regarding Purushottam and Chaturmasya, it's not Chaturmasya now.
No, it means the vratas of Chaturmas don't apply now. So therefore, now I think in this month is the milk fast, so the milk fast doesn't apply. So you can go for it. And then after 1 month, then the other half of Ashvin will be there, and it goes back to the milk fast, and then it goes into Kartik for the Urdal fast.
Okay. Thank you.
But for this month, you don't have those vratas. The vrata now is increase your hearing and chanting. It's like the devotional element of Ekadasi. You increase hearing and chanting, associate devotees, service, you know, if you have the opportunity, bathing in the holy places and things like that.